Well, see, that's not fair. I mean, there's extremists in every religion. This is the
Deen Show. Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. How are you guys doing? We're at the Mass Ikna, and I met my new friend here, Tim Clean, for all the NFL fans. Who's alumni? What does that mean for people who not
alumni
really
have... means that at one point you played in the NFL. See me lucky enough, I got to play in the NFL for a little over a season, almost two seasons. I was actually hit by a drunk driver, pretty bad accident, spent quite some time in the hospital. Damaged my brachial plexus in my neck, had several severe injuries. Actually got a vehicle rolled quite several times. Took my career away from me. The woman that actually hit me in the vehicle, she actually was originally arrested, and for the most part, she got away with a slap on the wrist.
I mean, that's a very sad and tragic thing to happen. You had your whole career in front of you. I mean, how does that for people that they don't think now? You're now, how are you looking at life now? I mean, you were how old when that happened?
Let's see. I would have been 21 years old.
21 years old.
22.
Playing for, we won't mention the team, right? And then from there, got hit by a drunk driver. And actually, right now, also, you got diagnosed with
lymphoid leukemia. Pretty much, I'm doing the best I can. I'm not giving up. I won't give up no matter what I do. The way I look at everything, I try to be as polite as I can about the situation. So many people want to sit there and make excuses about why they can't do stuff. I'm a living praise of why you can do stuff. Anything you want to do, just put it in front of you and make sure you achieve it. I mean, that's what I like about so many of these companies like UAM and stuff like that. They give these people the opportunity. They find people. Some of these people are on the street. And they sit there and they give them a chance. They give them a job. They want to sit there and watch everybody grow. And that's one thing during this convention I've actually seen a lot. People helping people. I mean, you don't really see that very often anymore. Most people's out for themselves. They want to sit there and see themselves grow. One thing I'm seeing around here is people wanting to grow as a team, as a unity, and that to me is amazing.
How do you feel? You know, there's a lot of misconceptions about Islam and Muslims, and you actually give me a lot of time.
Well, see, that's not fair. I mean, there's extremists in every religion. You can't judge what a couple people do versus a whole religion. That's like saying when that kid went overseas and spray painted the car, that all Americans are going to go overseas and spray paint a car, or anything like that. I mean, you can't blame everything on one situation. I mean, we had bombers over here. We've had people that literally blown up the pregnancy centers, the abortion clinics, and yet that doesn't mean that everybody does it. I mean, there's always going to be extremists at anything. There's some people that want to sit there, they go protest, they sit there and say, hey, treatment's unfair. What most people don't realize, we're in the United States. Our toilet water is cleaner than most countries' drinking water. And yet instead of sitting there being happy and, wow, what can I do to even better it more, we find things to sit there and try to fear, get scared about. And I can honestly say this is one of them. The Muslim community as a whole is prosperous. I mean, Like we were talking about earlier, I mean, the biggest idea is love. Now, how is the biggest idea is of love? How could that be a bad thing? I mean, if somebody walks up to you and says, I love you, that means they care about you with their heart, their soul, and their mind, right? So then how can that be a negative thing?
What other advice do you have for people who are out there and it seems like they got an excuse for everything, you know?
Open your heart, open your mind. Live for each day. Being told that you're dying, being told that, you know, I don't know if I'm going to make it or anything like that. That's even a bigger reason. Every morning you wake up, you should look yourself in the mirror and at least 100 times if it takes it, sit there and tell yourself why I woke up this morning, what you're going to do to better your day, what you're going to do to better somebody else's day, how you're going to better their day. Make sure every day you got a plan. Make sure every day you have a resource to do it. And if you continue to do that every day, you're going to notice that you lose your complaints. Find a way to eliminate your complaints before they even become in existence. All that stuff's up here. People say it's a peace of mind. No, it's a peace of heart. Everything you live, the way you live, the way you talk. So many people say, well, I was just having a bad day today. There's no such thing as a bad day. you allowed yourself to let the negativity affect you more than the positivity. It's all in your mind.
Thank you for spending a few minutes with us and sharing.
Most definitely. Hey, you're a wonderful man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
I know.
Thank you very much.